Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You're listening to America's Diesel Podcast.
So just so you guys know, Brandon Bills totally copied our logo.
Really?
Yeah, and then I proceeded to buy a hat with that logo on it.
Yeah, it's basically the same. The
Eagles head is turned.
Yeah, no headphones.
No headphones, same glasses.
And no Americas.
And it's got a little bit more, I can show it to you. It's got a little bit more, like it looks more feathery on the bottom. But they totally copied our logo.
Yeah.
100%. Sons of bitches.
So I ordered one.
Because it's one of those things where like, okay, there's only so many different ways you can make a bald eagle, right? I get that. But when you look at it, you can tell it's like, okay, that is just ever so slightly different than ours.
Yeah.
But it's so close that it's like, yeah, you know you got that idea from us.
Oh, wait, pause.
This week's podcast episode is brought to you by Fuel Bomb Diesel Additive, an additive designed for diesel enthusiasts, made by diesel enthusiasts. Ben, take it away.
Hell yeah, dude. So this is our in-house fuel bomb fuel additive for your diesel truck. Our biggest thing here is making sure that you can pretty much always have diesel additive on you all the time. You've got a lot of other additives out on the market that are, they have, you know, anti-gel in there all the time. They have cetane in there all the time. They end up being big and bulky bottles. Our standard everyday diesel fuel additive is 1 ounce per 32 gallons. And that's its main job is to make sure that your fuel system stays lubricated and prevents the formation of algae. And it should also help you in colder climates, too.
Should definitely help you in colder climates. Along with cleaning your fuel system and maintaining it, it'll also help you bump that cetane number up for a more efficient burn of your diesel fuel. And if cetane is just what you're after, there's the Fuel Bomb Hellfire, which is our straight 8-plus cetane enhancer.
Yeah, and you guys asked, and we brought them back. We did go away from the bottles that didn't have the measuring little parts in there. We brought them back for you, so now you can measure out your 1 ounce per 32 gallons for the F-bomb or 4 ounces per 32 gallons for the Hellfire.
Both these additives are available on our website, dieselpowerproducts.com. Now let's get back to that episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to America's Diesel Podcast. Okay, go.
Okay.
That was the intro. This is the end of the intro. Nice work, Corey.
Yeah. Well, you should do the intro for us from now on. You got a nice radio voice.
Yeah, you got a face for radio, my friend.
You do.
That's what my mom said.
So, truth be told, real quick right now.
So, this isn't the hat I ordered, but check it out.
I was trying to zoom in. That's totally it.
Motherfucker.
So, I bought one. It's in my mailbox right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited.
Because I may have to order one now, too.
It's not the performance hat. This is the elite performance hat.
Elite.
So it's like 10 bucks more.
Yeah, our hats are for pleb fucks.
Well, I gave my spare one to my good influence, Mitch. Mm-hmm. So now this is the only one I have.
Well, I only have one now, and I haven't been wearing it because I'm like, I don't really want to like fuck it up any further because I only have the one.
Right.
And I don't think we're going to get any more of them.
Yeah, I doubt there's another run on them.
Yeah.
But we did sell them all.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make an announcement real quick. Corey
has Happy Fun Sauce.
He does.
I usually don't.
No, you never do. This is you.
He had a full cup.
He's Corey's got himself a glass of.
This is Glenlivet, the Caribbean Reserve.
Oh, the good stuff.
That is the good stuff.
It really is.
Shut up, Taylor.
The Caribbean is better.
Hey, fuck you. We did a tri-tip in this, so suck a dick.
It's better than the South American
Reserve. He ate the tri-tip. He liked it.
He loved the tri-tip.
Yeah, no, of course. I loved it last time.
It was marinated in this shit.
Yeah, no, I know. I like it on meat.
Okay.
Yeah. I brought a bottle of...
just not in a fucking styrofoam cup, I guess.
I brought a bottle of Proper 12. Thanks, Andrew. And I brought my bottle of, what is it? Casse Azul or Azul Casse, whatever. Look it up.
Sounds
Pull
dumb.
It up. It's tequila in a fucking vase and it's like super expensive tequila, apparently.
Damn.
Oh, is it the white and blue vase thing?
Yeah. Cooper took it in his office because he's like, we're not putting that in the, I guess it's, here's the thing. I didn't buy that either. That was given to me brand new. I was like, I like tequila. I do like tequila. Like Patron, I will drink straight Patron. Like I love Patron. We were partying at my house one night, and I'm like, oh, I had this super, apparently this super expensive bottle of tequila, because I always see it at bars, like on the very top shelf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got that bottle. So I'm like, we're hanging out of the house. I'm like, I'm going to have to try some of this tequila. Fucking open it up. The top of it is a bell. You can flick it, and it goes ding.
That's cool.
I took a shot of it, dude. I was like, this is the worst tequila I've ever drank in my life. I was like, this is terrible. Like, I was gagging. I was like, how is this? Like, I was expecting something like magical, like something so good. And probably real tequila drinkers out there are probably like, Tyler, what the fuck's wrong with you? How dare you?
They're getting their Greta face on.
You like Patron? That's how like the cheap. That's like the cheap man like tequila. I like Patron. I'll drink Patron. Too. For 2 years, my wife got me a bottle of Patron. 3 years when we had boats, I always had a bottle of Patron for my birthday, and I will drink that. I will drink that shit straight. I love it.
I will, and then we'll fight.
I feel like we need to preface.
Whiskey is my fight drink.
Yeah, tequila is my fight.
Just so you guys know, I used to drink whiskey. I used to drink whiskey.
And then you turned into a bitch.
No, I apparently, it from what I'm told, it makes me an angry individual.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is kind of probably hard to see for me.
I can see it.
But
I wouldn't be concerned.
Well, people were concerned.
I'm not scared of the wrath of Tyler.
People were concerned.
Tequila is the, like, you see the jokes on Instagram or something like that. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, I don't mind. I saw a tequila. And it snaps them waking up in a field like with no pants on, face down in the morning. That's me.
Really?
Tequila. Like I could drink.
It's supposed to be
vodka
the best
sodas,
for
or I could drink, you know, whiskey. I could drink beer. I could drink a bunch of other drinks or whatever. But as soon as it becomes like a tequila night, it is literally that. I will fight someone. I will wake up in a tree. Like I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
I've heard it's supposed to be the best for you though. Like as far as alcohol is concerned, like tequila is supposed to be the best for you.
It may be the best for you, but it leaves my body in the worst places.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. Because
it's not me moving my body at that point. It's the fight tequila's having inside me.
I thought our bodies
me.
Were the same, but let's see. So you get we're the opposite with when it comes to drinks. Like I'm not opposed. Like I did used to drink whiskey straight. And then I started mixing it with just like Coke. Just a whiskey and Coke. Or I like whiskey sours. Like I'll still drink a whiskey sour. I like a whiskey sour.
I just discovered those.
I love a whiskey sour.
Holy fuck.
But I'm not allowed to drink whiskey anymore.
Okay. So I feel like we should preface why I'm drinking.
Sled pulls are tonight.
I don't drink during the week.
Yeah.
Because I'm up super early. And yeah, I think that's a good enough excuse. But
well, it's normally we record on Wednesdays.
Right.
Today is Friday. Today's also a special kind of Friday because we're doing kind of our end of summer Diesel Power Products potluck after work.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be starting to crack off here in about a half hour. And it also happens to be sled pull night at the fairgrounds. Shout out TJ. So as you know, our location, like I can literally see the sled pull grounds from my old office or Tyler's office. You can see it from there. So we're going to be having ourselves a little bit of food, a couple of drinks, and mosey on down. TJ got us some pit passes and some general admission tickets.
Fuck you, TJ.
Appreciate it, TJ. Also, genuinely, fuck off.
Yeah.
With love.
You said it better than I could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that being said, that's why Corey does have himself a nice glass of Happy Fun Juice right now.
Happy Fun Juice.
Happy Fun Sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about sled pulling a little bit here.
Yeah.
one of the things that I didn't know about sled pulling, and this is like a total logistical type thing, but when you go to sled pulls at fairs like this, like it's the night event, it is a show. It's not a, hey, we're going to go sled pull till we're done. It's they have a 2-hour time limit.
Yeah.
For the noise and everything like that. Because I didn't know that, because the first ever sled pull I went to was one in Moses Lake, put on by a DJ. And that one, like, they'll go till fucking midnight. They'll pull all the trucks. Yeah. Like, they have the fairgrounds till the next morning, basically. This one, not so much. It's the county fair, and it's actually part of the fair. So it's like 7 to 9. So it's like the trucks are running all the time. So if you're trying to get a good show of a sled pull and stuff like that, definitely go to a county fair one. Because they basically have to be invited, so you're not going to end up with a whole bunch of first-time Yahoos there. And they're always going to make sure that it's somewhat interesting. So they're going to pull in the guy, you know, that sled that has like 5 V8s on it or something like that. Yeah. There's going to be more than just diesel trucks there. But I do highly recommend checking out a one that's kind of fair. It's kind of curated that way. Because I have been to sled pulls that are like not organized. And like,
it's chaos.
It's chaos. And you'll be sitting there, like one truck will go, and it'll like they'll like blow a drive shaft. And then it'll literally be like 20 minutes until the next truck goes. Like, what the fuck am I doing out here? There's nothing going on. So, yeah, I recommend going to one that's like a little bit more organized for your first one.
Yeah, I think TJ and Jason are putting one on in Rockford.
In Rockford. Yeah. It's going to come out. Well, this episode is actually probably going to come out after?
No.
Maybe?
Probably same week.
Because theirs is...
You don't have your laptop up. You can't
show. I know, but it's the 22nd.
Yeah.
Which is next Friday. Maybe it's the 23rd. So this time in Spokane is very sled pull heavy. So there's a sled pull tonight at the fairgrounds. There's a sled pull tomorrow.
In Bonner's Ferry.
In Bonner's Ferry. And then the following either Friday or Saturday, there's one in Rockford that Burton's putting on.
Wow.
So three sled pulls basically in a week.
Yeah.
All within like an hour of each other. So it's a good time to get some sled pull watching. I unfortunately will more likely not be able to make it to any other ones. If the stars align and I can make it to the one in Bonner's or Rockford,
yeah,
I want to, because that's going to be a loose one. That's going to be the one where it's like, if there's 20 trucks, all 20 trucks are going to pull.
Run with your brung.
And a lot of times at these smaller ones, they get two runs. But when you go to like an event like at the fairgrounds tonight, everybody gets one shot. That's it. I like the two run one.
Yeah.
Make sure bring some food though and some
lawn chairs
and adult beverages. Luckily for us, TJ got some pit passes, so me, Corey, and Chris are going to be watching from the dirt tonight.
I don't think I want to watch any other way, man.
Like, I don't either. Like, I enjoy it. We got our earplugs, and we're bringing chairs this time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good damn time. I like it. Tyler's not going, because fuck Tyler. Him.
Screw you guys.
And we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Do you know what I think I'm going to end up doing?
You're going to go to casino?
Probably.
Yeah.
After I play with my dog a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. My dog's been in the house all day long, all week. So, and it's so funny because she'll just sit there like and just look at you and then go.
Like, I know.
I'm like, shit. It's like, I'm tired. Yeah. And then she'll just crawl on your lap. It's. She's a big dog.
She's a big girl.
Yeah.
She's a big snuggle girl, though.
She is. Yeah. Oh, God, I love her. Yeah, so I'll take her. Because we have the little shindig tonight, so after this podcast, I'm going to probably go have a beer, and then I'll head home. Because I got to let her out. She's been in the house, cooped up, don't want her shit on the floor.
Yeah, got to let the dogs out.
And then, I'll probably end up going to the casino. Why not?
Super excited.
I already won $1,500 like 2 days ago or yesterday or wherever, whenever I went.
So Tyler, if you were to, since we've been talking about sled pulling.
Yeah.
If you were to get into sled pulling.
Yeah.
Okay. And this doesn't have to be a daily driver. This is like you get to trailer it from one place to another. And the parameter. Okay. Let's set some parameters real quick here. Cause I know everybody talks about like, what would you do entry level to get into a sled pull truck? Let's say $30,000. You have $30,000 to dump in a sled pull truck?
I'd build a first gen.
First Dooley. Dooley?
Yeah.
What else would you do to it?
Can't do anything. That's the cost of the truck.
Yeah.
No, well, I'd like to find like a clapped out one and do probably P-pump it, do, mm-hmm. you know, I'd like to do like a big single and keep it in. I wouldn't want to do like an unlimited class or something like that where you're, you know, big compounds and shit like that.
Yeah, like, I
wouldn't want to like compete on that level.
So you'd be like a 2.5 truck.
Yeah. But it's something competitive, you know, you could do, I mean, there's so many things you could do. Like, I don't know how far I would take it. I guess it would depend on like how much I liked it. Mm-hmm. Cause I've only sled pulled once. And the one time I broke. So it's like, it was enjoyable for like 3 seconds. and then the shit broke and I was like, oh, fuck. I just broke the truck we drove here in.
And then I had to call dad.
Then we had to call dad. But see, that's why I'm hard pressed. I don't know if I would even do a sled pull truck. Because the truck that I really want to build is like a, like a street lowrider kind of diesel, not mm-hmm. necessarily a dually, but I could do it. I would do a dually, but you know, and those two don't mix very well.
Yeah.
So I enjoy watching them. I don't foresee myself ever getting into doing something like that. I just like enjoying driving them too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you have a truck that you go sled pull and you go break it, and you're like, you can't drive it. You got to fix it first. Like, whereas like if you build a truck that is like just for the street that you just cruise around on, doesn't even necessarily have to be like 1,000 horsepower, but like something in the, you know, 600 ish range, just a cool street truck. Mm-hmm. Like that to me would be way more enjoyable. Be able to just take it out every weekend and not have to worry about shit. And then, you know, maybe go to the drag strip or something and lay down a nice time for a fat ass dually.
The big body girl,
especially like a first gen, like, you know, yeah. I'd want to make it clean and nice. That's probably, you know, I don't know, sled pulling. It seems like it gets like, in order to compete, you got to like have some shit. Unless it's like, you know, I know we see guys that like take their drivers and, you know, and go sled pull with them and do fine and do actually probably really good. But like TJ, he's not like driving that truck every day. He's just driving that truck for sled pulls.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
we had to fucking beg him to bring it to the car show.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't enjoy that. Like where it's like just built for that. But you know, I see, you know, if those guys enjoy it, they enjoy it. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you already know what I'm going to say.
OBS.
Oh my God. No.
No, what?
6 liter.
You do. Oh yeah. You already said that. You've said that before.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had 30 grand. This sounds dumb. I'm sure some of you are probably like, oh my God, like, Ben, get off your Ford horse. If I had 30 grand, like, that's a lot of 6 liter engines.
Yeah.
And the 6 liter classes are like, in my opinion, like, so I would probably compete in either a 2.5 class or maybe a 3.0 class because you can get a lot of revs out of a 6.0.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. And they sound nasty.
And they sound nasty too. Yeah. And the thing is, you can run the living shit out of them. And it's like, again, it's a V8, so you get more revs out of it.
You can run the living shit out of them even when they're like blowing head gaskets. I saw a couple of them down the road the other day. Like, dude, your shit fucked. You're still rallying it. Just, yeah. Like, whatever.
And the thing with a 6 liter is...
I didn't know coolant combusted. Like, to be used.
I wouldn't have to worry about making it nice or making it like, hey, is it running really well? Like, is it running? Yeah, send it.
Yeah.
They just put some big fucking sticks in there. Maybe some water meth, a big single fixed vane, and just.
Do you get put into another category there, though, if you have injectable like water meth?
I don't know.
I mean, neither do I.
I'm really not good at all the categories. I mean, there's a 2.5, was it a 2.4 and 2.5 or 2.5 and 2.6 class?
You know more than I do.
There's a 3.0 class. And then
there's a work stock.
Usually work stock is kind of like that 2.5 class.
Yeah.
But the. They call it like a work stock 2.5 truck or something like that. But then there's also usually a stock turbo truck. And what you can, it's usually up to the league or whoever the association is putting it on. But a lot of times they'll say like stock turbo, I don't care what you've done. As long as a stock turbo. Because that's
well, then that case, 6.4, baby, let's go.
I know, right? That's
what I was going to say. I'm just going to buy 5 6.4s and just rotate through them.
The thing is, if you buy 5 6.4s, you're going to be like 100 grand in debt.
Nah. No, not engines. trucks have five different 6.4 trucks. Like,
okay. That's five pulls.
On to the next one, baby.
That's a full season.
The guy picked these babies up for $20,000 a pop. And I got six of them. Like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Because I remember the... in Moses Lake, it's all like loose, like whoever's.
The only problem with the 6.4 thing is they all blow up the same way, so it's not like you could like transfer parts from the other truck to fix it. They're all gonna blow up the same exact way. And you're not gonna have spare parts.
Yeah.
Whereas like a 6 liter, like you might have a head gasket issue, you might have a high pressure oil pump or a
maybe
turbo.
A piston, perhaps.
Maybe you can hodgepodge those together. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I got those parts over here. I got 6.4. They all blow up the same way.
Yeah, I'm literally going to have 4 6.4 motors, all with number one blown.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Legitimately, I had a dude on a call today. This is when you walked in. Uh-huh. But he was talking about how he would build his 6.4 before he would his Dodge. And I was like, okay.
Hate money.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, man, you must fuck money.
Yeah,
that's like the guy at the blackjack table that like stays on like five. Yeah. Like, I got it, he'll bust.
I
told him, I said, well, you'd have better luck building the Dodge. I said, I'm sure that 6.4 is not going to last very long. And he goes, actually, I just cracked a piston on it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ah, yeah. Okay,
I've never seen that happen.
Like, hear me out. I know I have a 1 in 8 chance. Was it number one?
Yeah.
And what? How did you know? Like, fuck, man. Magic. It's almost like this is my job to talk to people about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So do you believe me now?
Yeah.
Do you believe me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a 6.0 in a heartbeat. Or if I managed to just find a second gen, whether it be a VP truck or a P-Pump truck, I don't care.
Yeah.
And just run the living piss out of it. I would even leave a VP as it was. Like, just start with.
I know. Those pumps, though, they're... You can't make a lot of horsepower on like a stock pump. Like,
I know
it's not
the
not
way
happening.
Here's how I would like to, if I were to get meticulous about sled pulling, and I probably look at what I would like to do sled pulling wise, the way most people probably look at drag racing. And to me, it's not so much the amount of power that I'm going to make, because you do have to make power. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Okay. But I want to have everything else really dialed. Like, I really want to have the hitch height, the suspension, how the power comes on, when it comes on, and really just dial in everything else around the 550 I'm making or whatnot.
Yeah.
To make it is it going to get a full pull every time? No. But I can literally rail this fucker to like 295 every time, every goddamn time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I build it, at least. You're probably thinking, why not a 7.3? Why not a... You ever seen a 7.3 side pull? It's like the most unenthusiastic thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the only time a 7.3 is fun watching a sled pull is when it's literally like 3 seconds from blowing up.
Yeah.
Like, they're not known for revving high.
Is it like watching like Ronnie Coleman lift right now?
Basically, yeah. they don't rev very high.
It's like, I know you can do it, but God, dude, your legs look like they're going to break.
If you can get it up it and then to like the 5 grand range, again, so think about just a big block V8 gas engine. Even just getting that into 5 grand. And now you've got an engine that was built to basically never turn past like 25. And you've got that at 5 grand. Things just, they're not happy.
No.
I'm not trying to have parts be happy while they're sled pulling. But like, it just, I don't know. Like, if I always thought about sled pulling the blue truck just for funsies, right?
Yeah. I do have to hand it to sled pullers, because you're literally putting all your shit, like every aspect of the truck, axles, transmission, engine,
frame,
everything, like you're putting it to its absolute like max. Worst case scenario every fucking time. And I have to hand it to the people that do it repetitively.
On
like
purpose.
Multiple pulls in one night. Like, because that's pretty, look at that. What engine? Cummins?
I bet you it's either a Hypermax or a 12 valve.
Yeah, I don't know what engine.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Chapter 11. Yeah. It's a Hypermax.
Yeah, he went bankrupt. Yeah.
I declare bankruptcy!
Yeah.
I'll find out what it is.
I've seen a couple pulls on Mav TV.
Yeah.
That dude scoots.
Yeah. Chapter 11. Let's see here. Sled pull.
There's also that fail, because I've been obsessed with like sled pull fails lately, where this dude like turned the whole sled sideways.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just look at those trucks and it's like, that's a one trick pony. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. There's Ben's favorite.
Cat Eye.
Yeah, Judy Hooker.
Cheap Hooker.
Cheap Hooker.
The old Cat Eye.
But yeah, those are just all like one trick ponies, though. Like, you can't just go enjoy that truck, which is fine. I don't have anything against it, but
I don't know.
I'd like to. I mean, those people probably have a truck they enjoy to drive too. Like that it's not like their only.
Oh, I would assume.
You know, people that are that competitive. Yeah. But if you're just like just getting into it, like that's a fucking hobby to get into.
Yeah, I'm like, like that's one of those that like from a newcomer, it's probably overwhelming because you just don't even know where to start.
You don't have to build a truck to handle all your power. You have to handle the power and the load.
Yeah.
And the load is changing as you're going.
Yeah.
It's getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just shit's bound to fucking fail.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like drag racing, like you just have to build the truck to handle your power.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, that's all you have to make it handle.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the more I go to those races in Deer Park,
I love drag racing.
That my good influence, Mitch, is... you know, had me going to, the more I kind of want to build something, but it's like, I've already got my Toyota. Like,
yeah, I like drag racing a lot. That's fun. I like, especially when you can like drive your rig there, go race it and then drive it home.
Yeah. I enjoy the dudes that like bring these super overpowered cars that just don't get traction.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's a fight to just keep the freaking tires underneath it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
That's okay.
I can see tons of pictures of it. I can see tons of videos of it.
Where that hood stack is located, it makes me think it's got a Cummins in it.
Well, I mean, if it was a 7.3, it'd have it right there, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I doubt he fucking was that dumb. No, it could be a hyper, like the Hypermax shit on there. Like, that shit's wild. If you guys have never seen, like, you guys want to see the wildest injection pump, look at the
Sigma.
The Sigma pump.
Yeah.
It's, what is it, $25,000? Something like that. It's just asininely expensive.
Ridiculous. Sounds like a V8.
Kind of does. Let's hear it rev up.
Got that thing, man.
Woo-hoo! We from King of the Hill.
That's a V8.
Jesus. God, I think it's nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy!
Holy shit!
That's a V8.
I love people in the South, like the way they talk about shit. I'm like, goddamn mercy, man! This thing's fucking hotter than a fucking habanero!
Open my door and open a can of chili. Slap me in the face. That's a hot truck.
What the fuck did you just say, man?
Pull my pants up, open the car door, and let's have a night.
Yeah. Slam it twice, pretty nice. Let's go.
That's a good one. Jesus Christ. There's a guy I came across on Instagram that had really bad sayings like that. I can't remember what it was. The healer just goes, well, piss, 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 piss. How's it going, man? It's like, what the fuck?
It's Brand. No, I'm kidding.
It's Brand. It's Brand. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Meet Kenneth and the boys.
Want to go play Hemorrhoid Hunters?
Yeah. Listen, my son, he just got a job at the morgue. We've got unlimited access to three cadavers tonight.
I mean, the boys will be there at 7 p.m. You want to come?
Yeah.
4 hours.
Unlimited access.
What does he say? They meet in the parking lot to do Sundays at 7?
That's like hemorrhoid hunters.
Hemorrhoid hunters. Grab me by the back of your neck with my pizza fingers.
Yeah. Tasty little morsel. TLM, that's what we used to say.
Me, Kenneth
tasty,
and Boyce?
Tasty little morsel.
I tried to listen to, you sent me one of his videos, and I tried to listen to it while I was driving. I couldn't.
Oh,
I'm
dude.
Just like, I gotta turn it off.
Well, now I gotta pull it open because did you listen to it?
No, I could listen to the whole thing.
Oh, dude.
Meet Kenneth and the boys. Unsupervised, unlimited access for 4 hours.
4 hours to three cadavers.
Yen, you coming?
Yeah.
For me, at 7 p.m., you coming?
My wife can't do that guy.
Yeah.
It takes a couple.
How the hell are you?
Yeah, how the hell are you? God, you sent me a lot of shit.
Do I know you? Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
It's the one you said.
Yeah.
Oh, right here.
You looking for work? Yeah.
I blasted my colon till it's nasty and swollen. How the hell are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, shit. It's been a while. Goddamn. Looking good?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Feeling great.
You got the tenderest little adrenal glands. Huh?
And that core going, you know?
TLAGs, as Kenneth would say. Remember this?
Yes.
We used to milk those puppies night and day.
No, God.
You went in here for it.
I'm looking for some canning stuff for my girlfriend. She's making some jam today.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
The hell? Well, I was going to say, I got a boot full of caviar in the closet back at home. You know, thinking maybe we could pop over there and take turns slipping our foot into it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Wow.
He grabs his hand. They're holding hands right now.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hey, by the way, I did score myself a little of this,
Yeah,
fermented Yule splooge. Yeah, you want a taste?
I think I'll pass.
You sure?
I'm just really bad on reptiles.
It's good stuff. It's 100% pure eel ejaculate.
It's got alcohol in it?
No, like I said, it's 100% pure eel ejaculate.
Eel ejaculate.
Yeah. You want to sip? Oh, come on. You deserve it. You got some bitch of kneecaps on you.
Some bitch of kneecaps.
Damn good seeing you, dude.
Damn good seeing you.
Baby, come back.
He's walking away.
You can blame it all on me.
Hate seeing you go, but love watching you leave. Yep. I'll blast it like
cool. It's swollen.
Jesus.
Oh my God, that guy!
I love it.
I think it is so freaking. Do he on his Instagram? The stories on the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He just posted like two stories in a row of him just chugging beer in the camera. Just like, all right, dude,
fuck yeah!
And he totally looks like he's like some sort of like mechanic, like diesel mechanic or something. Like he's got the body of a diesel mechanic.
Maybe we should message him.
Yeah. Like,
you want think to be on he's the... Washington.
No way.
We
need to get him on the podcast.
I saw one of his videos that was like a Washington State like seal in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
How fucking retarded would it be like with our reach in the diesel community and we have in a random Instagrammer that makes fucking stupid videos?
Let's do it.
I'm going to find that fucking video now.
The other one that everybody's been posting in the Facebook group, which Tyler's not a part of, but Voice Monster Edits. That guy that is like Transformer voice. Yeah. If you guys are just now coming across him, I've been following him for probably like two or 3 years.
I've been following
him
since I got on Instagram.
Yeah. The dude's legit.
The one that starts off with the old dude?
Yeah. That one
watched. Walmart?
Yeah. If you look at license plates, there's Washington?
No. If you look at the Walmart, it says, "Hey, Washington."
Dude, he is local.
Ish.
Let's reach out to him.
It looks to me like a Tri-Cities. I feel like he's a Tri-Cities kind of guy.
Well, he did do this video where he was trying to do that his stuff in Spanish.
Tri-Cities.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
He's close. Let's get him on.
If you can see the
Walmart. Let's have him bring some fermented eel splooge. Yeah.
If we can see the Walmart, and we can look up Walmarts in Eastern Washington, or like, and like try and match
we
the
front
of it.
We will track him down.
I will track you down.
Let's get him in here. Bren. Have him go across. Yeah.
What if we voice call him on Instagram and do what?
Yeah.
Bren.
Bren. Don't you remember?
How you been?
Look at the blue little sign.
Hey, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. Dude, we're going to get him. We're going to get him on.
We're going to do some investigating. We can try and find a store number that he's at.
Yeah.
We can find out where in Washington he is.
Yeah. Like, dude, yeah. We tracked you down. You've got dirty hands. Yeah. We like it.
InfraBrand, if you're listening to this, we want you.
Yeah.
Some fermented goat's splooge.
Well, dirty my hands. Let's cuddle in the sands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, Tyler.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep going.
Don't you remember?
That's the best I could do. That's the only thing I could do to make people feel awkward.
That would be so epic if we had him on the podcast. We need to get him here, though, so we can do his... Like, hey, Cooper, there's a guy here for you. He says he knows you. Dude, how fucking funny would that be?
It either needs to happen to Cooper, or I don't know why I'm whispering.
But yeah.
Or Chris. You're like, the fuck?
Yeah. Hey, fuck, man.
Hey, man. I'm gonna rip your throat out. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm gonna rip your fucking throat out.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
Yeah.
You can laugh at me one more time. I'm.
Yeah, or do it to like Dave in the shop or something, like, because Dave is like kind of like
Dave would just walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Jesse wouldn't yeah. walk away. Jesse
Dave
would be like,
"You're kind of weird, man. We'll see you later. Yeah. Don't follow me."
Dude, but that'd be so funny. Be like, "Hey, Cooper, there's a guy here that says he knows you from back in the day.
Yeah.
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah,
like, can you come down real quick? Yeah. Hey, Cooper.
Yeah. How the hell are you? God, you've grown."
You want to head back in the Fasteners parking lot and play Hemorrhoid Hunters? Well, you grew up. You're big.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, quite the set of pecs on you.
Yeah.
Remember we used to milk those?
Every night.
Every night.
With the boys. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Remember this?
Remember this? After football. It was great. It was great. I can't believe you don't remember that. Best nights of my life.
That would be so funny if we all like hid. And like filmed it like he did it. Do you know how he films it? I'm pretty sure he has
his glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and we're just like sitting there watching, and at the end of it, like, Cooper just walks away like, what the fuck, and we're like, ah, we got you.
That'd be gold.
That would be gold.
That'd be actual gold. Yeah. The only way it gets better is if we got him to do Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian may actually fight the guy though.
Yeah, he might. He might. He might. Yeah. Don't you remember?
Don't you remember?
You kidding? No. No, I don't remember.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Whoa, hey, settle whoa, down hey, there.
Aggressive. I like that.
Yeah.
You didn't used to be that aggressive.
Yeah.
Just fucking feeding them. Oh, my yeah. God.
I truly hope he is actually in Washington.
That'd be hilarious if we had him on here. Like, dude, we notice your greasy hands. You work on trucks. You're on the podcast. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going to DM him right now.
Well, let's wrap this up. I'm going to go have a beer with the
Yeah, and I'm out of the fucking crew. Whiskey.
Yeah, he's out of drink.
And it's that time.
Yeah.
It's 4:59. It's that time.
Yes.
1 minute to quit in time.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, greatly appreciate all you guys tuning in. And I hope you have enjoyed our little bit more easygoing intro, because we've been
loose.
Taking it easy. It's loose.
Yeah. Enjoy your fermented eel splooge.
Yeah. Dolphin milk. Milked on porpoise.
Milked on porpoise.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Don't hit the mic. God damn.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.